Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. For ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourselves and be holy, as I am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourselves, for I am holy, for ye are holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I am the Lord, am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. For ye shall sanctify yourself unholy, for I am holy. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Child of the kingdom. Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a child of the kingdom? Come on, everybody. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Him. He was despised that I may now be free. He was despised that I may now be saved. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Him. And despite that I may now be free. He was despised that I may now be free. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. He was despised that I may now be saved. He was despised that I may now be free. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm the righteousness of God in Him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. He was despised that I may now be saved. He was despised that I may now be free. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite L2, Silver Spring, Maryland, reaching you all the way with the word of God. I want to thank every one of you who participated in our Father's Day fellowship. It was a great time. We celebrated our fathers in the Lord, and the Lord was moving. People were here, we all watching together. May God bless all of you who came in the name of Jesus. Once I want to thank every one of you who have been helping to see that ministry is going on. May God reward you in the name of Jesus. And today I'm led to share with you on the topic, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We find our text in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived in his days, had this to say: righteousness promotes a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. What is righteousness? Righteousness is right standing with God and man. Righteousness is living right with God. Righteousness is doing the will of God. Righteousness is doing what God wants us to do. Righteousness is following the word of God, following the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons and daughters of God. Righteousness promotes a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Today you can see a lot of things are happening around us, all because people have chose not to live in the way of righteousness. People prefer to live in sin and immorality, and God is angry, and all kinds of things are happening. You can see clearly that God is not happy with this generation. Jesus called it generation, an adulterous generation, like Sodom and Gomorrah, living in immorality, and they call evil good, call good evil. And this is why there are so many problems now, which people can't solve them. No one can solve these problems. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, God said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. For God to heal our land, we need to turn from our wicked ways. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. For God to heal our land, we need to turn from our evil ways. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. That is the word of God. There is a way that seemeth right unto you, but the end is destruction. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, but only few are finding it. And then Jesus also said again, that broad is the way that leads to destruction. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are going in there. You want to go to the way of destruction, the broad way of lawlessness and greed and immoralities and selfishness, adultery, fornication, and sexual perversion, living like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah? That is the broad way that leads to destruction. And many are finding that way. They are going on that broad way. My prayer today is that the Holy Spirit will convince you. The Holy Spirit will convince you and bring you from that broad way of destruction, that Broadway of Satan, that Broadway of the devil, come from that way and follow Jesus, the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to God except through him. There are no two ways to it. Jesus is the only way. Someone said to me, he said, Pastor, don't you think we can follow any other way to God, any other way to heaven? No. The word of God makes it quite clear. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. There's no other way. There's only one way to God. Only one way to heaven. Only one way to the kingdom of God. And Jesus is the only way. And so it is time for you to make a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Today you look at the governments of the world today, you see chaos, you see confusion, you see anarchy. They don't have the solution. Men are trying to get things working, but nothing is going on. Economy is down and so much trouble and recklessness. The governments of this world are in trouble. It is war every day. It is fighting every day. It is killing every day. Why? They have rejected Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God. They have refused to accept him as their personal Lord and Savior. There is no other way. John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, as many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive Christ today, God gives you power to become the Son of God. How shall you escape if you neglect so great salvation? This great salvation that Jesus provided for us on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago, when he died, shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed. Jesus says to you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In the book of Hebrews, say, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Jesus has provided salvation for you on Golgotha Hills. And you are still going around living in sin and living in immorality, and you think that is the way to heaven. The scripture says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No. Today I hear a lot of preachers talking about grace and favor and all that stuff. Yes, that is good. But can you continue in sin that grace may abound? The answer is no. You cannot live in sin so that grace of God will cover you. And so the scripture says, repent ye today, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Prepare to meet thy God. Now is the hour of salvation. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, it says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Do you want to see the Lord? Then follow peace with all men and holiness, so that you can see the Lord. Many people can't see the Lord because they are not following peace, they are not following righteousness. They live in evil. Every day you look at the news, it is killing, it is shooting. It is murder, it is shedding of blood, it is killing, it is raping and robbery, evil. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Why is there a problem today? We have problem today because sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness promotes a nation. Righteousness will heal a nation. Righteousness will bring blessings and peace and joy and love to a nation. But when we refuse Jesus of Nazareth and we begin to live recklessly, then you have trouble. In Psalm 34, verse 17 to 19, Psalm 34, verse 17 to 19, it says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears." And it says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all." For God to deliver you, you have to follow Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man has availed much. James chapter 5 verse 16, Elijah was a man of like passions, but he prayed and God answered. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much in the sight of God. Do you want God to answer your prayer? Because many people pray and God is not answering. The issue is not that you didn't pray. Oh, of course you prayed. But Psalm 66 verse 18, Psalm 66 verse 18, David, the psalmist, has this to say. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66 verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Do you want the Lord to hear you? Then you got to confess your sins. Proverbs 28 verse 13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. You cover your sin, God is seeing you. Your heart is loaded with hatred, with malice. Your heart is loaded with murder. Your heart is loaded with lust, immorality, sexual perversion. Your heart is loaded with prostitution. Your heart is loaded with selfishness and greed. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66 verse 18. If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you. If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Matthew's Gospel chapter 5 verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Do you want to see God? When you leave this world, you want to meet Jesus? When you leave this world, you want to go to heaven? Hear the word of God. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. How will you see God with sin in your life? You tell lies, you steal, covetousness, and all kinds of evil is in your life, and you hope to see God. John chapter 3, Jesus said, "Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Except you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Not everyone that saith unto me, "Lord, Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. Are you ready to do the will of the Father? Or you are doing your own will? You are doing your own thing. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. Today, Jesus is calling you to come from amongst them, that you might receive eternal life, that you might be saved and washed in the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. That blood is still flowing today. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 8, 9, and 10, he says, if we say we have no sin, we are liars. If you say you have no sin, you are a liar. But when we confess our sins to God, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The worst thing you can do is for you not to confess your sins unto God. Because God is seeing your heart. He's seeing your life. He knows you better. So when you come before him, you come confessing all your sins and getting right with God and cleansing your heart. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are a chosen people of God. And so he that nameth the name of the Lord shall beware lest he fall. How can God call you a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and there is unholiness in you? This is the hour of salvation. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16 say, ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy. Is the Lord for you today? Sin is angry. But when you hear the word of God today and repent and accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you shall have eternal life. You shall have forgiveness and healing and deliverance, because God is ready to heal our land when we repent and get right with God. Wherever you are hearing this word of God today, I want you to bow your head. I want to pray with you that the Holy Spirit will bring you unto the knowledge of the truth. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. I pray for you today that you will receive the Lord Jesus into your heart, that the Holy Spirit will do a new thing in you, that you will never be the same again, that your old life of sin and immorality be cleansed by the word of God, that you will begin to live a holy life. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. God is a righteous God, a holy God. He calls us a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We must not live in sin, we must live in righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have the imputed righteousness that God imputed into our lives because of the blood that was shed for us on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. I pray that blood will begin to wash you clean right now, that you will be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, do your work in the lives of people. And do a new thing in the lives of those who have heard your word today. Let your word be in them. Make them doers of your words and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus, help them, O God, to know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. I know that was the real message of God to you today. And I want you to feel free to email us. OurMiraclesRadio@juno.com. OurMiraclesRadio@juno.com. You can also call us on the phone for prayer and counseling and for ministerial help. Area code 202-460-7110. Area code 202-460-7110. Or you can call 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. We are here to pray for you, to counsel and to minister to you and help you to grow in the grace of God. Feel free to send us your prayer request and your needs, your questions, and anything you want to say. You can reach us, Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. We'll get your letters and your requests, and we shall be ministering to you. And you can visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net, ourmiraclestv.net, and get all the information there. We welcome you to watch it with us here in Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland 20910. We meet here every Sunday 7 p.m. and then Saturday 7 p.m. and then Friday 7 p.m. and then Thursday 7 p.m. We have prayer and counseling sections. We have the Word of God and preaching. And I tell you, God is doing things. People are getting saved, healed, and blessed by the power of God. It is your turn for you to come now and receive the Word of life that will transform your life. Come with your friends and your families, and we are ready to minister to you. It's Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland 20910. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we send you all happy greetings. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Want you also to forward this link, this email, this message, forward it to all your friends around the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. So pass this message on to everyone around you. Let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And we all love you too. Amen.